The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about the markets and the economy.
Well, the development at McDonald's is somewhat old news, but it's partly a sign of today's economic and cultural climate, too. Back in January, McDonald's management announced it could be cutting an undisclosed number of its roughly 45,000 U.S. corporate office jobs as the company reprioritized parts of its business. McDonald's management didn't emphasize the layoffs as a cost-saving measure, but, well, they primarily are just that. Increasing costs for food and other expenses have been cutting into profit margins at McDonald's restaurants. In response, though, the company, which makes tons of cash through its franchise model, which notably includes owning real estate and leasing properties to franchisees, is trimming higher-cost corporate jobs in U.S. offices to improve its bottom line. The broader point is, overall, the national unemployment rate is still near record low of 3.6%. Cost-cutting in big tech has been a story for months, yet the jobs market overall has remained relatively strong.
But despite the supposed national rate, like McDonald's, Walmart is reportedly laying off several thousand workers at its distribution warehouses.
And companies like Disney and Tyson Foods have also recently announced layoffs. Taken together, these layoffs may be a sign of a material move into official recession territory marked by a rising unemployment rate, at least among more highly paid workers who are deemed expendable by management. At the least, the persistently tight labor market we've seen since the start of the pandemic, with businesses begging for workers and offering big salary increases and work-from-home benefits, is getting weaker. A fresh round of jobs data today affirmed this idea. The Labor Department's Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, or JOLTS, it showed the number of job openings in the U.S. falling below 10 million for the first time in nearly 2 years. Open positions totaled 9.93 million, below Wall Street analyst consensus expectations for about 10.4 million, and the economy is very likely to keep slowing. There's a really important thing to note, though. The economy is not the stock market, and vice versa. By that, I mean stock prices ebb and flow on very different timelines from economic data, like employment numbers or the latest headlines. And some investors have been expecting a recession for a while. Yes, there are times when economic news and stock market action correlate perfectly, but more often, stock prices tend to reflect forward-looking expectations, while economic data represent backward-looking reality. Instead, investors are looking ahead to the next developments that may affect business 6 months, 9 months, or even a year from now.
And just what are they seeing and thinking?
Case in point, McDonald's shares are up 5% recently, and hope for what may come next, a pause in the Federal Reserve's rate hiking, is overriding fears of a recession for now. The thinking is that the economy is showing signs of weakening. The central bank may be inclined to hit the pause button on its inflation fight after one final rate hike in May. Whether that will happen or not remains a question. Nevertheless, successful investing often means recognizing these patterns. Unlike the economy, the market doesn't move because of stats or figures. It moves because the great mass of investors have willed it to. A 1936 book by John Maynard Keynes, in which the economist wrote that the market is driven by animal spirits, of a spontaneous urge to action rather than inaction, and not as the outcome of a weighted average of quantitative benefits multiplied by quantitative probabilities. In other words, people start buying stocks because they feel like it, not because they've updated their spreadsheets and rationally changed their minds.
This idea may help anyone who has ever thought, why is the market up when things are so bad today?
Or to make the question more specific to the present day, why is the S&P 500 index up 15% since October if a recession is coming? We might be seeing early signs of the animal spirits awakening. It has appeared predictive following the market's first quarter performance, at least. If you accept that we're heading into a recession, you want to act before it has fully played out. The market's feeling will turn ahead of the economic data. Today, everyone thinks a recession is coming. In turn, since the market is priced on expectations, we could actually be closer to the bear market bottom than anyone believes. Fears of a looming recession be darned. We can't say for sure what's going to come next, and a recession will bring with it more painful job losses and contracting economic growth, with consequences for the markets. We can only make smart risk-reward decisions. So the bulls have been winning for now. A debt crisis may be in the offing down the road, but for now, high yield spreads, an indicator of credit market health, have actually decreased over the past few weeks, and the 2-year and 10-year treasury yield spread is turning sideways, but not down, perhaps another bullish sign.
Meanwhile, what about the strength of the U.S. dollar?
Well, the U.S. dollar index is trading below its short and long-term technical trend lines, and even with the decline of the major U.S. indexes today, more than half of the stocks in the S&P 500 are up above their 200-day moving averages. Add it all up, and the big bearish headwinds of 2022 appear in the rearview mirror. But that's not to say there are no risks to consider today. There always are, like rising oil prices, for example, and another start to earnings season may bring with it reports from corporate America about declining profits or other surprise news. And if or when the U.S. economy is deemed to be in a recession by the powers that be, risky sectors that have enjoyed a bull run at the start of 2023 could be hit the hardest. Safe havens like consumer staple stocks, bonds, and gold may hold up better. So the Fed may also surprise some people in the months ahead by continuing to raise interest rates beyond what the central bank has indicated lately. That would throw some volatility into the markets. But so far this year, many bullish bets have been winners despite the reality of more and more people being laid off, at home or otherwise.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at bradfordfinancialcenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied. Keep in mind that all investing involves risk, and there's no guarantee that any strategy will be successful. References to specific companies are purely informational.